The prehistoric corded phone at the front desk was ringing again. There wasn't any caller ID on it, meaning there was no way to know who was waiting for you when you picked up. Normally, the office assistant would have answered before the second ring. Shailene had taken the day off, however, as had practically everyone else in the office. I'd volunteered to sit at the front desk, believing that, with nobody else around, there would be plenty of downtime to study. And when I'd arrived at 8:30 Thursday morning, the Hill was indeed a ghost town. Unfortunately, Bernie's constituents hadn't gotten the memo that the long weekend had unofficially started early, hence the phone's incessant yapping. To be fair to the callers, it wasn't their fault for interrupting my study time. The holiday coming up on Monday was Columbus Day, hardly a major holiday. The only people who even observed it anymore were over retirement age, i.e., Congress. More and more states were switching up the day to honor Native Americans and Indigenous peoples. In Eagle Creek, Columbus Day weekend had long been reserved for the Harvest Festival. Champ Days didn't have any connection to Christopher Columbus. Instead, it had started as a tongue-in-cheek celebration of Champ, Vermont's homegrown version of the Loch Ness Monster. As I finally reached the phone, it went silent. I exhaled. When would these people learn this wasn't the 20th century any longer? Unless your house is actively on fire, send an email. Or better yet, just text like a normal person. Other than my paralyzing fear of answering corded phones, working the front desk was mostly a breeze. Signing for deliveries? No big deal. Even the constituents who showed up hoping to speak to the senator didn't bother me. Security stopped the real weirdos from making it to the office. Any weirdo who made it this far had an appointment. I'd only just returned to my textbook when the phone line lit up again. "Senator Sanders' office," I answered, cradling the phone between my ear and shoulder.
"What's your favorite scary movie?"
a distorted voice said. Another Scream fan. Second one of the day. Prank calls were tired and dated when I was younger, but thanks to TikTok, they were once again in vogue. I could hear the caller giggling. We were supposed to hang up on calls like this, but I decided to let off some steam. "Wolf of Wall Street," I said. There was a short pause before the caller said,
"That's not a scary movie."
"Au contraire," I said. "Do you know how little has changed since the 2008 financial crisis? Wall Street is back to its old tricks. In some ways, the financial sector is more out of control than ever. Inequality in this country is rising at an all-time high." The line went dead. Good thing I was the only one in the office today. Why had I popped off like that? I blamed the weather. It was a gorgeous fall day in D.C., 72 degrees without a cloud in sight. The trees were ablaze with color. I wanted to visit a pumpkin patch and eat apple cider donuts. What I didn't want to do was stare at a blank white wall. I'd known the internship would be an office gig, but how I envied all the campaign workers out there on the road. Someday, I told myself. Someday. My phone buzzed in my handbag. I peeked to see who was texting. It was my mother.
"Tell Bernie thank you for me. You're the best. XOXOXO.
I responded with a gif of a confused husky surrounded by question marks. What was I supposed to thank him for? Whatever she was going on about, it wasn't like I could just tap him on the shoulder and let him know my mom wanted to say hi. This wasn't the first time she'd assumed I was literally working side by side with Bernie. To be fair, I hadn't done much to correct her. It was better for her to imagine me living my best life. Because reality, let's say I'm not always a fan of it. If I wasn't filling in for Shailene at the front desk, I was making photocopies or responding to constituent emails with form letters. Nothing earth-shaking. The truth was that I had barely spoken to Bernie since getting hired. When he wasn't getting cantankerous on the Senate floor, he was on the road stumping for local progressive candidates across the country.